This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for strong new economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I know you like to play footsie with the fascists in South Africa. You kowtow to the abominable system of apartheid because your astrologer tells you South Africa is helping us fight the Cold War against the Soviet Union for the future of Africa. Wake up and smell the racist, Al. America's alliance with repression in South Africa is playing right into the Kremlin's hands. It's making the United States the ally of apartheid. That's unacceptable, Al. The House of Representatives is about to pass comprehensive economic sanctions against South Africa, including a total trade embargo, a requirement for U.S. firms to divest all business operations in South Africa, and a ban on U.S. military and intelligence connections with the racist regime. Strong medicine, Al? Perhaps. But it's the only peaceful cure for apartheid.
Ted, the system of apartheid is utterly reprehensible. The honest question is how the United States can most effectively end apartheid. It sure won't happen with continuing attempts to isolate South Africa. Your South African sanctions have cost South African blacks their jobs. The latest round of proposed sanctions are plain nutty policy. They don't touch the South African government, but our lessened influence will indeed see blacks suffer more. Strong sanctions are not any kind of a peaceful solution, Ted. As repressions of blacks increases and the radical and shrill voices calling for violence will be raised to ever higher pitch. Is that what you're after, Ted? I would hope not. Yours truly is a course of racism in reverse. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a bipartisan commission to propose closing of certain military bases. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.